What's going on YouTube? Coming back at you with another video. Tekashi69 getting sentenced next week. He's got a letter he wrote to Judge Engelmeyer. I'm gonna read it to you. So Tekashi says, "Dear Judge Engelmeyer, as my sentencing date approaches, I become more and more overwhelmed with emotions. More than anything, I'm extremely grateful for this opportunity to express my remorse to you, Your Honor, over this situation. I find it difficult to find the right words to express what my life has been like for the last year. It honestly feels like my world is crashing down. There is no excuse, no justification, and no apology good enough in this world to explain my crimes. While I have been incarcerated, I have had time to reflect on the recklessness and foolishness of my decisions. I wake up every morning asking myself, was it worth it? I know that my life will never be the same, but hopefully this change will be for the better, because beyond all this, I still consider myself a role model to millions of people as an artist, a celebrity, and as a human being. I'm happy that the public was able to witness me dealing with the consequences of my actions, because I feel like it sheds a light on what can come from gang affiliation. I know that this is part of the plan that God has for me, and I am confident that I am ready to face this thing head on. Before my arrest, I publicly disassociated myself from Nine Tray, but I knew that it would come with a price. I knew from my previous incidents that the gang would retaliate against me for denouncing them in public. Prior to my arrest, I was kidnapped by members of the gang. Became aware of the fact that the mother of my child was having sexual relations with one of my co-defendants and that they were stealing hundreds of thousands of dollars from me. I had a feeling of relief when I was arrested by the government because I felt stuck, like the gang had control of my life and I would never be able to escape their grip. I needed to do something before it was too late. I realized that I placed myself in this position with the choices that I made. I know that I am not a victim because my actions contributed to this mess. I have had plenty of time to reflect, and since the time of my arrest, I've asked myself, are you remorseful because of what happened or because you were caught? I now know that I'm remorseful for what happened because I was blessed with the gift of an opportunity that most people dream of, but I squandered it by getting involved with the wrong people and misrepresenting myself when I should have just been true to myself and my fans. I'm sorry to the victims who were affected by my actions, to the fans who look up to me and were misled, to my family who depends on me, and to this courtroom for the mess that I contributed to. I'm truly sorry for the harm that I caused. If given a second chance, I will not let this court down, and I will dedicate a portion of my life to helping others not make the same mistakes that I've made." Oh my God, what a load of shit. Clearly, in my mind, Tekashi didn't even write this and probably didn't even think none of this shit. I mean, this is absolutely ludicrous. Tekashi is saying that he's a wants to be a role model to millions of people. Oh my God, get the fuck out of here. I hope they slam Tekashi. You never want nobody to go to jail short of being a sex offender or a rapist, something along those lines. But Tekashi is a straight bitch, and I don't want to see him get out here and go back to his family while Shoddy and some of these other people involved in this situation have to rot in prison. Fuck no. Keep Tekashi69, Judge Engelmeyer. Don't let that sack of shit back out here. But more than likely, it's looking like to me, Tekashi is going to be coming home sooner rather than later. We will soon see. The date is approaching. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, though. Do you think 6ix9ine is coming home? Leave some feedback. Hit the like, subscribe, share. I appreciate you watching. Peace.